Double fries, no slaw. I usually say welcome. I don't know if it's really a welcome tonight. I don't know if there's any joy left in my soul or not. I promise you that I won't cry on here. So that is one thing that we may have on some other folks. But if you're just starting this out, normally this is a show that you can listen to around kids, and we keep it, you know, pretty family friendly. That may kind of go out the window tonight. There, you know, so if we get heated or there's some language, we'll try and do our very best not to drop F-bombs. I can't promise about Richie. I don't know how many Chardonnays or IPAs he's had today. But, yeah, if there's some language and that's not the normal on this channel, I think you can understand why. That's my quick disclaimer. Double Fries No Slaw brought to you by Guthrie's. Guthrie's in Tallahassee. They've got three locations. You can visit any of them. The one there on Appalachie is a drive-thru or pickup only. No inside seating. But, obviously, you can go to Monroe Street or Tennessee Street to drown your sorrows in a bucket of chicken if needed. We did have Guthrie's out of the tailgate yesterday, and just very quickly before we get into everything else, I think what I'm probably most upset about is I really did want to talk a lot about the Louisville game. That seems pretty irrelevant now, and I don't know that we'll ever end up talking much about that Louisville game, maybe just a little bit at the end of this to try and give some love to the team and the players. But had a great time at the tailgate, had a great time in Charlotte with everybody that was up there. The weekend was really, really fun. I'll say that. I mean, this, you know, today has sucked. And really, since maybe about Richie and I were just talking, since about 10 a.m., this, you know, it's been pretty bad. But I will say that, you know, before that, this weekend was a ton of fun. Thanks to all those who were in Charlotte with us. Thanks for all those who supported from afar. It was a hell of a weekend. It was a hell of a game last night. And it sucks that we probably won't ever do last night's game the justice it deserves. But, man, Richie, there's a lot of emotions. There's a lot of thoughts. There's a lot that we'll probably ramble about tonight. I've watched everything out there. I watched the Noles 247 thing. I watched the Cover 3 thing. I watched the War Chant thing. I've watched literally everything that, because I had an 8-hour drive to digest this thing. The worst place to be is in a car in the middle of North Carolina when this kind of thing happens. But Florida State absolutely gets jobbed. They get screwed out of the playoffs. There's no easy way around that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. We can debate about resume and eye test and everything else, but at the end of the day, Florida State gets absolutely bent over backwards, and sorry if we're being graphic, but you know what, right in the you know what, screwed out of the playoffs when they absolutely deserved it. The College Football Playoff Committee made a decision to take away what 84 players had earned because one player got hurt, and it's a travesty. And thank God for the people like Booger McFarland and David Hale and others who are calling out this BS, because that's exactly what it is. So, Richie, I'll let you roll a little bit. I think my wrong camera is connected, so I'm going to mute and let you go for a sec.
Yeah, it just sucked. And I was telling you and Harlan off air a little bit that for some reason, about 10 minutes before the playoff show aired, I just got a really bad feeling. In the second I saw Texas at number 3, I immediately knew they do not put Texas in without the justification of putting Bama in as well, because you could not put Bama without Texas, right? So that was the realization for me. And then when I saw, you know, Alabama show up at number 4, it was just deflating. Shout out my amazing wife for driving us home so I could watch this. Even before the show, so like 11:30, we stopped at a gas station because I was going to get a mini bottle of champagne to pop a bottle to celebrate. And luckily the gas station didn't have any champagne because there's nothing to celebrate. But man, it was just brutal. It was a gut punch. And, you know, as a fan, as a diehard, y'all know I've been a diehard Florida State fan since 95. And this is my team. I love them so much. I felt so bad for Mike Norvell and those players. Like, I separated myself from it and just thought, man, think about these fifth-year seniors who came here under Willie Taggart and had to endure that, and then had to endure 3-6 with Mike, and then 5-7 with Mike, and then last year turned the corner at 10-3, and then went 13-0 this year, did literally everything they needed to do, everything they could have possibly done to earn a spot in this college football playoff. And TJ said, I only get one F-bomb tonight, so I'm going to save it. But it's just frustrating because, man, there's nothing more they could have done. And I truly believe there was a debate on Twitter this week in FSU Twitter about, does ESPN have an agenda against Florida State? I think the answer is clearly yes this year, not in general, because we do give them numbers. But I do think, you know, I told you all the past 3-4 weeks, if Florida State's 13-0, we're definitely getting in, nothing to worry about. No, they were not going to leave an SEC team out of the playoff, and it's disheartening, and it sucks for the players, and it. Jordan Travis's tweet alone saying, "I wish I broke my leg earlier."
Yeah,
that's on you, Boo, and the College Football Playoff Committee, because that is what you've done. Because clearly, on the field, results don't matter. And I'm biting my tongue here, TJ, but on the field, results clearly do not matter to the committee. Boo said that 3 weeks ago. He's like, "We don't project; we just evaluate." No, you guys projected, and you projected that Florida State wasn't worthy. Despite being 13-0, despite winning 19 straight games, TJ, this is going to be a hard show to get through.
It's frustrating. We're going to skip the sounds on Super Chats tonight. I'm not really in the mood. I do appreciate you guys for the support, and we'll play your sounds next time. Thorne says the Orange Bowl is going to be the real national championship. Encyclopedia says this team deserves better. 13-0, real national champs are in Tallahassee, regardless of the exhibition game and the 4-team invitational. Yeah, I mean, it is. Thank you guys very much for the support. It means a ton. Listen, yeah. I am more than happy for you guys to Super Chat tonight. What I want you to do is I want you to go sign up to be a Battle's End member, and I want you to go sign up to be a booster, because the faster, and I'll talk more about the conference. I don't want to get into this so deep right now, but I'll talk more about this lame-ass bullshit conference, and I'll use a couple of my bombs up now, Richie. We got to get out of this bullshit, and if you're not a booster right now and you're watching this live stream, shut it off. Just turn off the damn live stream. I don't want you watching. I don't want you part. Go be a booster so we can get out of this lame-ass conference. I don't care if you sign up for the $25 a month thing, but if you're not a booster and you're not supporting the Battle's End, just shut it down. I don't care about the numbers. I don't care about money from YouTube. I don't care about none of that shit. We got to get out of here, because the ACC is a dead conference. We're a group of five conference at this point, Richie, and don't support me if you're not supporting those kids, because Richie's spot on. I don't care about I'm frustrated, Richie, that we drove 8 hours. I'm frustrated that we spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars to go to these games. I'm frustrated by all that stuff. Richie's rich. He spent more than that. But I don't care about any of that crap. Did you see the video of them announcing it and the way that Norvell looked? Like, oh my God, guys.
You didn't
sign
up for that. No, to your point, I felt, again, going back to Jordan Travis tweeting it, again, you had a college football player say, "I wish I'd broke my leg earlier," just so you could see what this team really is.
That's insane.
And Florida State put together the most dominant defensive performance I can remember any Florida State team in the past decade, certainly since 2013. And this was a total team effort. And they fought for that. They were fighting for Jordan. And for you to take that away, not even give us a chance saying, you know what? You don't even deserve a chance to play for it. That is utterly ridiculous, TJ, and I'm going to use some here. It's total bullshit. It really is that Florida State does not even get the opportunity to show that they're one of the best teams. And, you know, Orange Bowl with Georgia, whatever. You know, there's probably going to be opt-outs. And you know what? I don't blame them for opting out, and I wouldn't blame Florida State for denying the bowl bid entirely. Granted, the money's there. They're going to play, and that's not what a Mike Norvell team does. He's going to compete. He challenges his team to respond. That's what they're going to do. But, man, it's just ridiculous that, you know, Alabama was 4th-and-31 away from not making the College Football Playoff, and then they go and upset Georgia. And Alabama's, let's be honest, they are a better team than Florida State right now. I fully agree with that. But the games, the committee just told us games in the regular season don't matter. The college football season used to be amazing because they said the regular season was the greatest college football, the greatest regular season in all sports, because every single game matters. Clearly, that's not the case anymore, and it's bullshit.
It's frustrating on a couple of levels. Oh, I think we had a super chat there, Harlan. You can play that, whatever we've had. We'll play them and read them. Screw the committee. Screw ESPN, a bunch of clowns that happened today makes me miss the BCS. Yeah, with the BCS, 100%. Florida State would have been number 4 with the BCS rankings and the model. Another one here, just very quickly. We need to set up a protest against this BS the next College Game Day, College Football Playoff, College Football Committee. Let's plan it. Location, let's plan it. Sorry, I can't read. So Yeah, sorry, Harlan. I just meant like put it up on the screen. Yeah, I don't want to play anything. Thank you guys again for the support. Okay, Richie. Okay, I'm gonna go on another rant real quick. It pisses me off that, and so like I don't consider us media, so that's fine. But Florida State's media and their sports information department, I hope this gets shared on Twitter. Y'all screen record real quick. Florida State sports information department bends over backwards for ESPN and lets ESPN break all of the credentialed outlet news. And we're not a credentialed outlet. Like I don't want that. I've sat in the press box. We've done that. Richie sat in the press box for basketball games. We went to North Carolina a couple of years. We don't do that anymore. And that's fine. I don't care. But Florida State and their, well, I won't say that. I'll edit a little bit. But Florida State bends over backwards for ESPN. And they let them break rules that War Chant can't break. They let them break rules that No Game Day can't break. They let them break rules that the Osceola can't break, that Knowles 247 can't break. And ESPN can do whatever the hell they want at any time. You notice how Knowles 247 doesn't break the injury news? We can talk about it because we're not at practice. ESPN does it. You notice how Knowles 247 and War Chant can't talk about the Tate injury? Guess what? ESPN can do it. They can talk about the Johnny and the Keon stuff. And so Florida State bends over backwards, and they don't limit any of their access. And then this is how ESPN repays them. By completely screwing them over. They're supposed to be a partner of the ACC, and they're supposed to be a partner of Florida State. And this is what we get. A national campaign from Kirk Herbstreit that started 12 hours before Jordan Travis's leg snapped in half. Kirk Herbstreit was on ESPN campaigning for Texas and Alabama to be in over Florida State. It don't have nothing to do with Jordan's injury. It don't have nothing to do with the way the Noles looked the last 2 weeks. This was set in motion before that. And Florida State Sports Information Department needs to lay down the law. There is no more bending over backwards for ESPN. There is no more giving them all this great access that they get. No, you're ESPN, screw you. We're done with it. We're over it because this is how we're treated. And don't think, for the last few weeks, you've seen Boo Corrigan. You've seen that NCAA spineless, dickless coward. Shout out the, what's he called? Lampoon's Vacation. That jackass talk about how the injury doesn't matter and, you know, Jordan, they're more than just one player and all this bullshit. And then Texas beats the 18th ranked team that lost to South Alabama this year. And that's enough to jump us? Bullshit. That is complete and utter bullshit. And you know what it is? It is ESPN working behind the scenes. It is 100% dictated by what they're doing there in Bristol. And Florida State, if Florida State has any balls, you want to donate to the Battles Inn, you want to donate to the Boosters. If Florida State has any balls, they'll cut ESPN off and they'll stop that bullshit. Now, will Florida State Sports Information Department do that? I don't know. I tweeted it. I tagged the Sports Information Director. I said, this is what needs to happen. We'll see. We'll see. I got balls to say it, right? And I don't know if they do. I know it's more corporate. I know it's more PR, but it ain't corporate. It ain't PR. It's bullshit that's what they get away with. And Florida State will bend over backwards and let them keep doing it. So, listen, I'm not trying to call out Florida State in this. I feel pissed off about it. But ESPN is just complete and utter trash. And if Florida State doesn't cut them off, then Florida State's asking for it to happen again. That's my thing, right? I'll forgive everything in the past. I don't care about anything that Florida State's done in the past. If Florida State doesn't cut ESPN off, they're asking for it again, and it will happen again. So, yeah, all right.
You hit the nail on the head there, TJ, when you talked about the point. So Kirk Herbstreit releases this bullshit video today saying, oh, you know, devastating injuries, it changes things. But no, like you said, TJ, on College Game Day, the morning of the North Alabama game, before Jordan got hurt, Herbstreit was lobbying against Florida State, saying, debatable. Florida State's debatable. No, one loss. Oregon or Texas or Alabama, they deserve to get in over Florida State. He started that narrative before the injury, and now he's trying to lean on that injury. You said I get one F-bomb. Fuck you, Kirk Herbstreit. This was bullshit, and I cannot believe this happened. It's just ridiculous when you think about it, but when you think about the dollars, because that's what it's about, right? Everyone's like, oh, well, you know, ESPN, they're an ACC, you know, affiliate. That they have the contract. Yeah, but know what? One of their biggest investments in their entire company is the SEC TV rights. Yep. And they also have the rights to the college football playoff. And guess what? They needed Alabama in. And Alabama did not deserve to get in at all. And you heard Kirk Herbstreit for the past 3 weeks, again, before Jordan got hurt, lobbying, saying, you know what? I don't know about Florida State. What do you have to do? Common opponents is one of the main factors, right? Florida State beat LSU more than Alabama did. And guess what? Florida State didn't face a backup quarterback for the entire fourth quarter like Alabama did. It's just entirely, it makes no sense. And the criteria is, I think, intentionally vague, like we touched on last week, TJ. And it's bullshit, and it's fucking ridiculous. And Michael Alford and President McCollum, I appreciate you guys releasing those statements, but those statements, they don't hold any weight. You need to show by action. And to your point, when Kirk Herbstreit wants to come here and interview, you know, Tate Rodemaker next year or whoever it is before a big game, say, no, fuck you.
It needs to be a no. And that needs to go on the new Seminole sports streaming thing they got coming out. That's what it needs to go on.
Exactly.
We need to stop investing in the crap that ESPN's got going on. Oh, you want to interview somebody on our – you want to – interview all these people. Mike, you want Mike to go on your show? You want Mike to be on SportsCenter? You want Mike to interview with you?
No, go on Apple TV.
Screw you. Put it on Florida State's network. Put it on Twitter. Just put it on Florida State's YouTube. We don't need it on all that crap. We don't need to give them access to any of that crap because they can all go to hell. Not when they're going to spin the narrative and they're going to spin the bull crap for weeks. That this is what's going to happen, then screw them. So, Richie, it frustrates me on a couple of levels. One, because what I feel like they did, and I'll calm down just a little bit, but what I feel like they did is they went against all precedent that existed.
Yes.
Okay? And not only from so, first of all, I think they went against precedent from previous years, right? They have never done this in the history of the college football playoff. And so they went against that. Well, I think they felt like they could get away with that because this is the last 4-team playoff. And so there is no more precedent. It's a brand new thing. And I heard Bud talk about that on Cover 3. I think they did a great job. But I think they also went against precedent from when it happened week after week after week. And if you were going to hold the FSU injury against Florida State, then you needed to just do it when he got
last
hurt.
Week.
Yep, last week after Tate. But there is nothing that happened on Saturday. Let me repeat that. There is nothing that happened on Saturday that would make you think that all of a sudden Florida State and Texas should have been misranked, right? Now, if you thought they should have before, that's fine. But if anything, man, I think Florida State's defense, and this is what sucks. Some of those kids played their absolute you-know-whats. I don't know, it's asses off at this point, right? Like, we've broken enough rule infractions, but like
they
you know, you talk about Jordan saying he wishes he hurt his leg earlier. Did you see Brendan's tweet about Brock playing on a hyperextended knee for the rest of the game? He played on that in a game that didn't matter. The game didn't matter.
Clearly, yeah.
Richie, while we were drinking at the tailgate, while we were walking into Bank of America Stadium, our fate was sealed. You cheered your heart out. You freaking cried tears in the stadium. I don't know if you did or not, but like, we freaking busted butt and Florida State fought their hearts out in a game that didn't matter. They could have won that game, Richie, last night by 21 points. It wouldn't have mattered.
No.
They could have won that game. It did not make a difference. And you talk about you talk about the way that other teams look. Michigan did the same crap and they don't get penalized.
Florida State had more yards than Michigan did yesterday.
Insane. Florida State had more yards than Michigan. You talk about the fact that Florida State had their third string quarterback in and clearly was going to, you know, is going to get Tate back for the bowl game or would have been the playoff or whatever. Obviously, a concussion is not a month-long thing. And so, frustrating that they didn't even hold the same standard throughout the season. If Florida State was better than Texas going into yesterday, they were better than Texas coming out of yesterday. And at the end of the day, I think they needed I think they needed to get an SEC team in.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, Richie. I'm not convinced that Bama losing is really what cost us. I think they were going to leave us out anyway. I think they were going to put Texas in anyway. I think that's 100% what they were going to do. Otherwise, why would Texas have jumped us too? I think that.
How do you go from 7-3 and 8-4? That's the question.
Over what?
Florida State's win over Louisville was more impressive than Texas's win over Oklahoma State.
Was. Florida State
score
was
be damned. I don't care what the final score was. Louisville was the better team, and Louisville's a top 20 offense all year by every advanced metric. And Florida State held them to 6 points. TJ, 6 points.
Louisville averaged 35 points a game this year, and your defense stepped up. Marius, let me read this real quick. Make those shameless committee members. tell our defensive linemen to their face they aren't good enough to play in the playoff. That's exactly what we're talking about, man.
Yeah.
They got
games
told,
don't matter.
They told 84 kids, Richie. They told games 84 kids that what they did, the 13 games they won, did not matter because one guy was hurt. This is what's frustrating, Richie, is, okay, so I graduated from Liberty, right? And when they were asked about why Liberty jumped over SMU, SMU has a more impressive resume, SMU has better wins. Listen, I'm a Liberty fan. I like Liberty. When they asked about why Liberty jumped, Boo Corrigan said, well, they just continued to win. And I am just telling you, when you can't keep your story straight, it's because it's not your story. Boo Corrigan is a spineless, dickless coward. It was not his story. This is what ESPN wanted. This is what the powers that be wanted. The College Football Playoff Committee didn't reason this out or vote this out. Those cowards have no power. They were told what to do and they did it. And they're spineless and they're dickless and they are just completely worthless.
And we should have known, TJ, you know, we shared the clip last week. You know, when Kirk Herbstreit went on Pardon My Take, which, by the way, that's the number one sports podcast in the entire world, right? So he knew the audience he was speaking to. And he said straight up, I don't care about doing the right thing. That's exactly what he said. His words, not mine. That is what Kirk fucking Herbstreit said. I don't care about doing the right thing. I want to call the schemes that I want to call. That's when there was some doubt coming into the back of my head, because heading into that game, you know, like early last week, Monday, Tuesday, we're talking about it. I'm like, man, if we win, we're in. Like there's no way they can leave us out. But the more I think about it with hindsight, when he gave that interview, again, the number one sports podcast in the entire world, they have been for years and will be for years to come. When he said, I don't care about doing the right thing, he was basically planting the seed saying, listen, we know who's going to play based on who wins this weekend. And Florida State was never an option. And that sucks because we give them numbers, man. We've had, what, 5 games over 5 million viewers this year alone? And because we're in the petty ACC, like you said, we're basically a group of 5 conference at this point. We need to get out. And, you know, I saw some tweets. There's some Florida legislators introducing some bills and whatnot to, you know, come at the College Football Playoff Committee, whatever it is. We got to get out of the ACC. That's my big takeaway. We, as long as we're in the ACC, I don't care that we're going to 12 teams next year. And we would have been in if this was a 12-team playoff. We need, and you know what? Screw the SEC. Put me in the Big Ten. Give me the Fox money. I don't want the SEC or ESPN money because they know exactly what they did this year. And again, to your point, TJ, 84 scholarship players got fucked over because the ESPN and the ABC and Bob Iger, FU2 Bob, to take one from Elon Musk, you know, you guys chose not to put us in this game or give us a chance. Like, give me the 4 seed. I don't care. I think we should have been 2 or 3, honestly, based on resume, yeah, based on on-field performance, but that wasn't good enough. So it is what it is. And, you know, we're going to play George in the Orange Bowl with, you know, both of rosters will probably sit the game out. So we'll see what happens. But, and it's just frustrating that, you know, a TV dollars made this decision, not on field performance.
Justin, any chance our main stars are playing the bowl game? We'll talk about that in just a minute. Or are they going to opt out? And then D. Thompson said, I'm so pissed, fellas. As always, go Noles. Appreciate both you guys for the support. Yeah, man, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. You're Mike Norvell and you preach. Okay, I want to talk about this narrative here for just a minute. But you're Mike Norvell and you're preaching, you know, hey, man, if you do all these things, we'll get to where we want to get to. And, man, we did what we were supposed to do.
Everything, right? We could.
We did everything we were supposed to do. We've never seen a Power 5 undefeated champion get left out. We've never seen this injury bullshit that they're spewing right now. We've never seen that, Rich. We've never seen it. And for it to be what we've got at this point, it is so frustrating. Jake says college football is ruined me forever. Man, I tell you, Jake, I appreciate it.
I've lost a lot of respect for college football.
The idea that, you know, Harlan, if you could also mute the haters, I don't know if that's too much work or not. I'll do the super chat.
No, they're in here because their team's not 13-0 because we beat both their teams.
Yeah, whoever,
and all the haters in this chat, we beat your ass. You know, yeah, just take your L, Go home. You know, Florida, enjoy your bowl game. Oh, wait, you don't have one. Miami, have fun up in the Pinstripe Bowl against Rutgers.
So I was, I've been hearing this. Oh, this is going to be a recruiting, issue. I think that's bullshit. Just here, let me tell you why. Let me calm your nerves a little bit. First of all, next year is going to be a 12-team playoff. Next up, if you go, first of all, this third, second of all, the other team that would use that, Mario's idiot ass down there in Miami, is so freaking stupid. He doesn't realize he's in the same damn conference and he doesn't have a landing spot. Miami doesn't have a spot. When we go to the AC or the SEC or the Big Ten, Miami's getting left behind. So you better not use that narrative of your Miami, because that's going to haunt you forever. Lastly, Florida's coach is so stupid. He's the worst coach I've ever seen. He's like Willie Taggart 2.0. They're not
he's
even going to compete.
Than Willie.
They're not even going to compete for a bowl game. I'm not worried about Billy Napier's dumbass recruiting against Florida State. Oh man, they went 13-0 and got left out. Buddy, you can't even get to a damn bowl. Don't ask me about 13-0. So no, I don't buy that narrative. I'm not worried about any of that crap. Bowl game. Richie, this is probably, not probably. There's a million things. But this is a big part of what upsets me a lot is after, I think, you know, Jared and Fisk and Fabo and Farmer and a lot of these guys, who else? I'm going to try and give as much love as I can. Dent, I think Green played well. Jarry Jones played well. Ezra Thomas played well. Lundy played well. Deloach, Bethune, yeah. Pat Payton. I'm trying to list as many as I can to try and give as many flowers as I can instead of just sitting on here cussing out the champion. But all those guys knew. Now, I think we thought that the offense would score a little bit more last night, right? But yeah, they didn't. Hey, 2,000 people in the chat. We appreciate you guys hanging out. You go sign up to be a booster tonight so we can get out of this godforsaken conference. Also, go support the Battle's End. Thank you, Tyler, for the love. Thank you, Jared. There's a lot. I'll read these in a minute. But what's frustrating is that those guys knew. Richie, I think we thought the offense would be better. Those guys knew that we weren't scoring a ton, right? They knew what this offense has looked like in practice. They knew that they had to go out and basically bust their dicks to win this game. They knew that they had to keep. I was telling you, hey man, if we can keep it below 20, I think that's what we said on the preview, right? Keep below 20 and we'll be good. Yeah. We weren't getting to 20. You know, like the only reason we got to, what did we get to, 16, was because they had a turnover on downs inside their own territory. Like if they'd have just been playing, if they'd have punted, we got that last field goal because we were in their scoring range already. So, I mean, you think about it, we really were good for about 13 points last night. Well, if I told you we were only scoring 13 or 16 points, we weren't winning that game. Like, if I told you on Wednesday we're only scoring 13 points, we're not winning.
Shout out Adam Fuller, by the way.
Well, this defense went and played their absolute butts off so that they could get Tate back to play in the playoffs. And that's what got robbed from them. And I wish, knowing what I know now, I wish we'd have known that we were already eliminated, so I'd have to see guys go out and play on hyperextended knees. So I'd have to go see guys wear a boot into the stadium and wear a boot back out of the stadium, Braden Fisk. I wish that we knew that so that guys didn't have to go lay their entire body on the line for something that did not matter. The games don't matter. And that's what I wish I knew. So that's what's frustrating. The question was about bowl games. Will guys sit out? It's frustrating that we'll probably never get to see Jared Verse play another down of football. It's frustrating that we'll probably never get to see Keon Coleman play another down of football for Florida State. It's frustrating that that could be the reality with Trey Benson. That could be the reality with Akeem Dent. That could be the reality with Braden Fisk. That could be the reality with some of the offensive linemen on this team. And it shouldn't be. I got no problem with kids opting out. That my frustration is not towards the kids. I think they should all opt out. I think Florida State and Georgia should get up to about a week before the game and then just both opt out, to be honest with you. But I'm frustrated that that was taken away from the fan base, the alumni, the boosters, the donors, the coaching staff, all those who support. We will likely never see some of those guys again. And I got no problem with them opting out, but we were all robbed of that.
If I'm Jared Verse or, you know, Trey Benson, Johnny Wilson, Keon Coleman, you name it, I'm not mad at them for opting out. To your point, TJ,
not at all.
Like, good. You should opt out, honestly, because it's a meaningless bowl game, right? But it would not surprise me to see a lot of these guys play. I go back to Dalvin Cook in that 2016 Orange Bowl. He had no business playing in that game. Absolutely none. It was a foolish decision for him to play. All he did was help Florida State win the Orange Bowl. I know Jabril Peppers didn't play, in case you guys didn't know that, but that is the thing that happened. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. The culture of this team, I could see Mike turning this. And Mike's not going to force any of these guys to play. He's not going to pressure them to play. You know, that's not how he operates. But I could see these guys saying, you know what? We're going to throw a big middle finger to the committee. We're going to go beat the team that was number one in the rankings last week. And I'm not saying hang a banner if you beat Georgia, but I'll put a banner up. I got a banner from the 2020 college basketball season right behind me, and I've hang that thing proudly. And I will get my boy Brian to make me a Florida State 2023 national champs banner for football as well. We'll see who plays, who doesn't. I do think there will be some opt-outs, and you cannot blame any of these players, especially after what happened today. Like, that was a heartbreaking video when they showed the scene at Florida State with Mike and Jordan put the towel over his head, and Jared Verse was there, and Trey Benson. And when those kids found out that they were denied the opportunity to prove they're one of the best teams in the country and win a national title, that was heartbreaking. That video hurt me. Like, I felt for them. And we'll see what happens. And again, the result of the Orange Bowl doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, 20 wins in a row would be nice with the New Year's Six Bowl, you know, packed in there. But it's meaningless. Well, again, all of this is meaningless because clearly, to your point, TJ, Florida State was eliminated before they even took the field last night. And that is what sucks. And that is why I say fuck the committee.
It's frustrating. Let me read some of these super chats. I appreciate you guys in here watching. We'll rant for a little while longer. Act like you're going to play and then pull them out. F the ratings, F their money, F the ACC. Yeah, I think you got to do it, you know, in enough time to give people who are traveling a little bit of a heads up. Jared says the deeper message the College Football Playoff Committee's crew sent is that allegedly injuries of a star player can eliminate you. So what's to stop teams from sending a PWL out to take out star players? It's bad, and it's bad already, and that makes it worse. Absolutely. They've absolutely established a precedent. If I'm Auburn, I'm doing that every week in the Iron Bowl. Michael Ward, hello from the Marching Chiefs. We're on the way back from the ACC Championship Playoff. While devastated, we're happy to have supported the fans. Listen, I looked over at my buddy Dustin as we were watching the game, and the Chiefs were playing. I saw my buddy David Plack. Shout out, yell real quick to David. Say, TJ said hi. But I said, while they were playing the national anthem, we were on the sideline, Richie, and I said, it sounds better from over there on that side. So it did. We were awesome. So shout out the Marching Chiefs. Does this give us the ability to break the grant of rights? I'll do a video specifically on the ACC and how things are affected. Short answer, maybe. You just got to find a judge that would agree with you. Probably not. I think it's a little bit of a stretch. So I don't know. And then I saw this one too, Harlan. I don't know if you showed this one. Jay Code, what happens if we keep it close with UGA? Okay, Richie, I think you're kind of in a darned if you do, darned if you don't situation with UGA. UGA is either going to play most of their guys, and you're, no offense,
Brock Bowers ain't playing, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, you'll have some guys out, but no offense to Florida State, UGA's backups are better than every other
depth. Yeah, the depth.
So if they have some guys sit out and we have some guys sit out, then that probably favors them pretty good.
That 12-point spread seems a little generous, if we're being honest.
Darn if you do, darn if you don't. You're playing with Tay. You really wanted Jordan to be able to kind of like that, be that great equalizer against UGA. You lose to them. Everyone says, see, you didn't belong. You beat a UGA team where a bunch of guys opt out. People say that game doesn't count. So I think you really are darned if you do, darned if you don't in this game against UGA. Now, if everybody for UGA plays and everybody for Florida State plays and you win, then you're in great shape. I don't see that as a reality. I think it's going to be tough to win one way or the other just because their depth is so fantastic and you probably have a lot of guys opting out. Does Gerald Jackson come back to play in this one? Maybe. I hope everybody plays.
Line it up.
So that makes it tough. The UGA game specifically is pretty tough. Probably a dumb question, but recruiting class will be fine, right? Yeah, I can't see any kid decommitting because of this. If anyone decommits, come back to me and I'll refund you guys the super chats. But I don't foresee that happening. They got to be like a star, five stars only. You come get that Fox, CBS, and NBC money. Yeah, I mean, I think the Big Ten is I don't know. I certainly would rather the SEC for geographical purposes. Listen, Richie, I really don't blame the SEC as much as I mean, the SEC is just taking advantage of what ESPN is doing. Like they're, you know, ESPN, the SEC is just the mistress. ESPN's the one that's in bed with them, right? ESPN's the cheater. ESPN's supposed to be the ACC's television partner too, and they do no lobbying. But what they did do was they got two SEC teams in, an SEC team that's there this year and an SEC team that will be there next year. So, but yeah, I mean, I would love to be in the Big Ten so that ESPN could not capitalize on our funds any longer. I don't know. Richie, do you care about the playoff now?
I'm going to watch. Y'all know my wife's a big Alabama fan. Even she said today, again, we should not be in over you guys. And she knows ball not quite to the level of most people. But yeah, it's hard to take the playoffs seriously. And I no longer, you know, and if especially if this was a four-team playoff moving forward, it's not a playoff. It's an invitational. You know, that's exactly what it is. Because clearly the results on the field did not matter at all. And that's the most frustrating part for me, because this team went out and they had 13 opponents come at them, and Florida State beat all 13 of them. They scheduled two SEC teams out of conference. Michigan did not schedule a single Power 5 opponent out of conference this year. And Michigan's unquestioned number one team. What did Washington do? Who was Oregon? Who was Oregon beaten? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it just makes no sense to me that, you know, I guess in a way it does make sense that next year, if you look at the teams next year, their conference affiliations, you have two SEC and two Big Ten teams in the playoff. I guess that makes sense, but it's ridiculous and just frustrating it all around, because, man, I'm hurting for these players. Like, I'm a fan. I want us to be in the playoff. Obviously, I don't think we would have won a national title. I would not have picked us to probably win, depending on who he played. I would have picked us over Washington. I think Florida State's a better team than Washington.
Man, Richie, I don't know.
I think our defense puts them down.
All right, you want a hot take?
Yeah.
I think Florida State could compete with all three playoff teams. I think they should have been in over Alabama. I think they could have.
I wouldn't have picked them to win it, but I think
they could. I wouldn't have picked us to win it, but who's got a better offense, Louisville or Michigan?
Probably Louisville. Michigan did shit against Iowa, and Iowa's got a good defense. I'll give it to them.
So Louisville's got a better offense than Michigan, and we held them to six. So, like,
yeah.
I think we could have held Michigan to around 17 to 20-ish. Yeah. 20. And so I'm not saying that we could have certainly scored 20 or 21 or 24, but I mean, we'll probably score 14. You know, 17 on a good 15 day. 15
practices for Tate. I think the offense, Mike would scheme that open. He would find ways to score points.
Yeah. I guarantee you. I don't know. I think we could have competed with anybody in there. Now, I wouldn't have said that about Georgia. Like, if Georgia was, it was 1-4, I would have agreed that Georgia was probably going to beat us. But once they were out, you can't convince me that we were going to just get blown out by everybody else. This defense wasn't getting blown out by anyone. Not at all. I think they could have competed. I think that maybe Michigan beats you by 10. Maybe you lose that game 21-10 or something. I could see that.
Yeah.
But Michigan didn't have a good offense this year. They sucked.
No.
You think Michigan would have all of a sudden just scored 30 points on our defense?
No. No one scored
30. They might have shut us down. They might have shut us down. Maybe we only get 10 points.
Jaden Daniels scored 17 points against Florida State.
I guarantee you that Michigan wasn't scoring more than about 20 at most. So we were scared of a 20-10 matchup with Michigan?
No.
Jameis
Winston held off.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I wouldn't have picked us. I would have been fine with us being the fourth seed, but they absolutely should have been in. 13-0. Richie, two playoff runs, two undefeated seasons, in the playoffs, and all we have to show for is a 3 seed. 1 3 seed for going 26-0. That's pretty outstanding and pretty ridiculous that they would. That's what we have to show for it. Two undefeated seasons.
It really is.
1 3 seed. Again, I think Florida State was getting left out either way. I don't think the playoff committee really cared.
I didn't think that before this morning, but I definitely know it. The second those rankings came out, it was clear nothing Florida State did last night in Charlotte was going to matter. They could have won 37-7, and it was not going to matter. And that's what sucks the most, TJ. We were left dead to rights before we even got to play our conference championship game. And again, I go back to it. That defense performed. There's not a better defense in the country than what we saw last night. Now, Florida State hasn't been that way all year, but last night's defense was the best defense in the country.
But they're fresh and they're playing well.
And Darryl Jackson would have been back. Like, come on now.
So what did Michigan score like yesterday? 26?
Yeah.
So you don't think Florida State's defense is maybe 6 points better than Iowa's?
Easy.
Like 6 points better. Like, let's just
I'm not sure Michigan gets to 20.
Yeah. But let's say Florida State's defense is just 6 points better than Iowa's. I think they're holding Michigan to around 20, maybe 17, maybe 21, maybe 24, but they're not blowing them out. There's no way. Average team. And let me tell you something. Ohio State sucks too. That's not even a good win.
And so does Penn State. They suck too.
I know your wife's a Bama fan, and I am hoping Michigan and their cheating asses. Listen, we punished a team for a kid getting hurt, but not a team that had two college football scandals that made their coach get suspended multiple times throughout the year, things that they agreed to and admitted to. But I digress. I do hope Michigan and Washington win by a ton so that it does show that the committee was wrong to put Bama and Texas in. But part of me thinks that Alabama is just going to absolutely skull drag Michigan.
I think Bama wins daddy, quite frankly.
So
I think Saban, people count Saban out. Alabama's my odds-on favorite to win the Natty. And I think we're going to get a Bama-Texas rematch. And ain't nobody beat Nick Saban twice in the same year.
Michigan get a special teams touchdown. So really their offense only scored 19. So yeah, I'm telling you what Florida State plays them, they ain't scoring 20 on us. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. Richie, another interesting thing, and I really do appreciate all the live folks in here. Maybe this is your first time watching us. Maybe you've watched
comments are off the rails tonight.
Just caught us, you know, tonight. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. We certainly do appreciate it. I got a lot more to say about this. I'll give you a quick little preview, and then I got another point that I want to talk with Richie about. But I've got this. I'm going to talk about this from the angle of ESPN tomorrow, I think. I'm going to talk about this from the angle of the ACC and conference realignment. We haven't done a conference realignment video in a long time. I said that I wouldn't do one until we left. I think it is time for us to leave. I'm going to talk about that, probably come out on Tuesday, and then maybe by Wednesday I'll be calmed down enough to get back to some regular content. Portal's opening up, so it will be kind of crazy. Listen, 2,000 people in here. Everybody hit that subscribe button just real quick. I appreciate the haters that are hitting the subscribe button too.
Hey, hate listens pay your bills too, TJ.
Listen, as a current student, I'm just broken. It feels like the season is a waste. The Big Ten is soft. Penn State's job is to be a little brother. I'm so hurt. Jake, the season is not a waste. I understand as a student, it does
special
suck.
Season.
It was a very special season. And Florida State, I mean, Florida State is back. They're recruiting at a top three level. They've still got a couple of surprises up their sleeves before signing day. We got, 2.5 weeks until early signing day. Florida State is still in a phenomenal position. And Florida State is back. And today sucks. And, man, Richie, I thought 2 weeks ago when I had to do this with Jordan Hurt, I thought that was going to be the lowest point of my year. I didn't know I'd have to do this crap. But it does suck, but don't give up the faith. Mike Norvell is going to – listen, I'll read that one in just a second. Richie, don't forget to remind me that I had a point that I wanted to make about the rankings because I'll forget it ranting here. But, listen, I want them to not go to the bowl too. Listen, I get it. I want them to shove a big old middle finger to ESPN after all the other bowls are already agreed to and everything and not give them time to backfill it and cost ESPN millions and millions of dollars. And people say, oh, well, Florida State would lose that money too. Well, kind of. Florida State, whatever they get paid out for the playoff.
They would lose as much as Wake Forest would lose because we split that shit.
Correct. You split bullshit. It 15 different ways, so who gives a freaking shit? I don't care about anyone that has anything to say about, oh, you might lose some money. Well, ESPN can suck it. ESPN would lose way more than we would, and we got way more money than is whatever. Let's move on. So, but Mike Norvell is going to preach his team get back off the mat. All right. And if he can preach that to those 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 in Jordan's case, year old kids, then you can too. And I know if it sucks right now, but that's what the message is going to be. Treasure the Torah. The level of corruption is out of this world. How do you penalize a team from overcoming all odds and going undefeated? They get left out of the playoffs. Yeah, I listened to Brendan. I mean, I listened to everything today. Warchant, 247, just everybody that had a pod. Brendan did a good job talking about how you really should reward a team like Florida State, who puts a backup in and still wins on the road in Gainesville, covers the spread, and then puts an 18-year-old freshman who missed half the season with a broken hand, puts him in, and they go and win. That should be the kind of underdog story that you reward. Unfortunately, ESPN doesn't give a shit. John, I see yours. I'll give you some love here. This is criminal. Why are we comparing FSU to Bama or Texas? The only comparison should be against Michigan or Washington. I think our D holds both under 20. I agree with that. I'm not arguing that at all. We are more impressive than both of those teams. Jake, shoot me a DM. I can't get you on the video because we're going to wrap up here in just a minute, but I do appreciate your love and all the support. Shoot me a DM on Twitter. On a positive note, thank you, JT13. There's one more down here, Harlan. I don't know if you see it. On a positive note, the committee saved some Bama sister wives. All right, I can't say that, bro. I can't. We've said everything else. From a beating tonight. That's hilarious. Thank you, JT13. Richie, I want to tell you this, and then I did just get an update. I got an update on a text. Buddy, if you're watching, I got a question for you real quick. So hold on. Don't go anywhere. On that text that I just got, I think you'll know who you are if I'm talking to you. Richie, what frustrates me about this is that Florida State's not as good as Alabama. If Florida State's not as good as Texas, if Florida State's not as good as all these teams because Jordan's hurt, why are they ahead of Georgia right now? Why are they ahead of Ohio State right now?
I made that point on Twitter.
Why are they ahead of any of those teams? Because let me tell you something. Listen, I don't subscribe to the whole, they're not better than, they're this, that, and the other. If they're not as good as Bama, they're not as good as Georgia. Like, I'm not saying that as a fan. Like, I'm still a fan, right? Like, I'm not going anywhere. I got FSU everything on this dumb desk. Like, I am FSU all the way. But they're not as good as Georgia, and they're not as good as Ohio State, and they're not as good as Oregon. And they probably lose to Missouri at this point.
So I said this, CG, on Twitter. I said, another thing, we all know UJ is better than Florida State as currently constructed, but the committee ranked us ahead of them. Is it the four best teams or nah? And then I said, fuck you, Boo Corrigan. And I tagged him. And of course, I'm going to tag him. But no, that's a great point, because clearly, if you're clearly ranking the teams best as they are currently constructed, Georgia would be ahead of Florida State. So would Ohio State. These are just facts, but Florida State earned the chance. I mean, imagine the NCAA basketball tournament. Say, you know what? We're only going to do an Elite Eight and beyond because no one else has a chance. No, UConn as a 7 seed wouldn't win a national title. You know, all these teams that are high seeds that make deep runs. That's why we love sports. And the committee has stripped us of that with college football. We're saying no. I don't care that you're 13-0. I don't care that you have 3 national titles in the past 35 years. I don't care about all this stuff. It's just so frustrating. And, you know, I've been so deflated. I've never had such a long 8-hour drive home as I did today. Like, especially, you know, luckily we left at 9, so only 5 hours from when the committee or ESPN had the playoff show. That was the longest 5 hours. And it was funny because my wife kept looking at me. She's like, I'm so sorry, babe. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not okay.
No, I'm not okay.
But you know what? It is what it is. We can't control what happened today with the committee. It's just bullshit. Everybody knows it. Shout out to all the people coming to bat for Florida State. Even Dave Portnoy, a Michigan fan, you know, Barstool Big Cat coming out supporting Florida State here. A lot of people, Drew Rutherford basically threatening legal action against the ACC. Shout out to him.
So
frustrating. Rich, frustrating, TJ.
Let me give you a little positive spin. Like when I told you, Mike Norvell is going to preach, get back up off the mat and rebound from this. And this is not going to define us. And listen, I have very mixed feelings about this bowl game down in Miami. I get it. None of you guys wanted to be going to a bowl game in Miami this year. And I think we're probably going to go. And I think maybe we'll do a tailgate. We'll see if anybody wants to. Maybe we'll just drink soda instead of beer this time. But I know Richie's not. But that team's going to go, whoever plays in that game is going to go fight and lay their heart on the line. And I appreciate there's been a pretty good response from FSU fans. I was just told today the Battle's End has their second best day. Today is the Battle's End's second best day of all time. Number one,
new members, yeah,
was their launch day. And so today, not the day we got KJ, not the day that Charles Lester committed, not when we beat LSU, not when we beat Clemson, not when we beat either rival, not when we won the ACC championship, none of that. Today is the second best day ever for the Battle's End outside of their launch, right? You're always going to have a huge launch. And I'm telling you guys, please go sign up. Go sign up at thebattlesend.com. If you want to support what's going on, go sign up. Don't support me. Don't sign up for any of our stuff. Don't super chat. I don't care about any of that stuff. I want to win football games. I am disgusted right now. I am sick. I am frustrated. Sign up for the Battle's End. Sign up to be a booster. You can sign up to be a booster for $70 a year. They will break that into $5 a month payments for you. I know that we can all afford that. If you can't, hopefully next year you can afford it. Battle's End, you can sign up for $19.93 a month. It's the foot soldier level. I'd encourage you to do more than that if you can. But let's right this ship. I'm proud of the people that have signed up for the Battle's End today. Yes. Again, their second best day ever outside of their launch. Not the day we got a five-star, not the day we beat the Canes or the sorry-ass Gators, none of that. Today was the second best day. So anyway, Richie, all right. What, you got anything else? You want to talk about the game just for a, like, just for a minute? Let's try and give some love. We talked a little bit about the defensive line.
Shout out to Philly. Shout out the defense in general. The defense in general. They're the star of the night.
Went nuts. Cause they scored on that. They scored the field goal to tie it up. And then, I mean, we all went nuts, right? It wasn't just me. Toll Philly's run. My goodness, bro. I thought he was gone. Obviously it gets down to the two.
And I love that Mike brought out the Wildcat that he had not done all year. Yeah, we don't need to go into the game. This is a somber podcast, TJ. I'm going to keep it somber. Shout out the defense. Shout out to Philly. And shout out the offensive line, because I thought they played really well.
I thought the offensive line played well. Hey, I'll shout out Brock Glenn. I think that Brock Glenn... Yeah.
Knowing what we know now, yeah.
I think that Brock Glenn played fairly well. He had a pick that could have been caught, but... was dropped. I thought, but he didn't cost you the game. He went in there and didn't cost it, cost you the game at all. John says, ever heard of an undefeated conference championship dropping multiple spots after winning their title game? No, absolutely not. Of course, this is precedent has been
only broken. TJ, only twice in the history of the college football playoff era has a undefeated Power Five team been jumped by a one loss team.
And we're both of them.
It was both of us. 2014 Florida State and 2023 Florida State. Bullshit.
I think
you said I get one. I'm gonna take another one. Fuck you, Boo Corrigan.
I think that what I think that what's frustrating is I think they want Florida State to they want Florida State to be back. And then when they're not back enough, right? They're not winning enough. Yeah. Like they remember 2013 and they remember just how you dominated everybody. And I think they remember the second half of last year where you just dominated everybody to finish the year. And they say, oh, you're not doing that again. What you must not be for real. Never mind the fact that Washington barely skates by people and Michigan sucks and barely skates by their shitty ass Big Ten conference and everything else. So shout out the Iowa fan in here acting like they go score a point. And then talk to me. I started a third string quarterback last night with a hyperextended knee, and we scored 16. Shut the hell up and get out of here, Iowa fans. Jesus Christ. At least if you're a Cane or you're a Gator, I mean, like, I can kind of understand some smack talk today. I mean, your team sucks too. But Florida State still won 13 games to both of their 12 combined. But Iowa fans, get the hell out of here. Tally Trev, thank you for signing up for the Battle's End. Anybody else that would, we certainly would appreciate it. Yeah, that's how we're going to get back. Go sign up to be a booster. Go sign up for the Battle's End. Richie, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, so what time have we got here? 8:13. So in about an hour, if y'all are on Twitter, I'm doing a reunion tour with Trey Rowland. Going back to our Rollcast days, we're going to go live on Twitter Spaces. Trey said I can curse as much as I want there. TJ kind of limited me tonight, but that's
okay. I don't know if I did a good job of limiting you.
But yeah, we did a terrible job of limiting our cursing today. But yeah, doing a Twitter space with Trey. And shout out the FSU women's soccer team. That was a blast at the bar in Charlotte, TJ. We were there watching them beat Clemson.
Yeah, Florida State women's soccer team plays for the national championship tomorrow night. Take some of that anger and that rage and that frustration and turn it into a little bit of joy to help the ladies take home the trophy. So, all right. Hey, listen, tomorrow morning we'll have a video coming out on ESPN's kind of conspiracy. I'll kind of break some stuff down. That'll be fun. Tuesday will be about the ACC conference realignment, stuff like that, how this may factor into that. Will we get a board of trustees meeting soon? Will we hear anything from the president on any kind of a timeline or decision being made for leaving the ACC, which needs to happen very soon? I want to talk about both those things the next 2 days, but I've already ranted for an hour on here tonight. Richie, I appreciate you hanging out. Appreciate everybody that showed love in the comments and super chats. Again, if you do anything else, I appreciate you guys for the love. I appreciate the comments. I appreciate the super chats. Go sign up for the Battle's End. Yes. Let us know in the comments if you did. We appreciate you guys. This was a sham. This sucks. But, hey, it's Florida State. I'd still rather be a Knoll than a sorry-ass Gator or Cane. So we will talk to you guys soon. Hit the subscribe button on your way out. We love you. Fuck the committee and go Knowles.
Go Knowles.